Yesterday, my dear friend, Elder Randall K. Bennett, talked about patriarch blessings. It was a great message and inspired us all. My dear brothers and sisters, may I talk about patriarch blessing as well? Patriarchs, as requests for patriarch blessing may increase, I pray that the Lord will bless you as you continue to magnify your callings. As I go to stake conferences, I always visit with the stake patriarch and his spouse. Patriarchs are gentle, obedient, and incredible leaders called of God. They tell me many wonderful spiritual experiences. I ask them the age of the youngest and the oldest person to whom they have given a blessing. So far, the youngest was 11, and the oldest was 93. I received my patriarch blessing as a new member of the church at age 19, 2 years after I was baptized. My patriarch was incredibly old. He joined the church in 1916 and was a pioneer of the church in Japan. It was my great honor to receive my patriarch blessing from that remarkable disciple of the Lord. His Japanese was a bit difficult for me to understand, but it was powerful. The patriarchs I have met tell me that many individuals receive their patriarch blessing just before serving a mission. My dear young men, young women, parents, and bishops, patriarch blessings are not only for preparation to serve in a mission. Worthy baptized members may receive their patriarch blessing when the time is right for them. Dear adult members, some of you have not yet received your patriarch blessings. Remember, there is no maximum age. My mother-in-law was a very active church member, serving as a Relief Society teacher until she passed away at age 90. I was sad to learn that she did not receive a patriarch blessing. She experienced many difficulties in her life, and because she did not have a priesthood holder in the home, she did not receive many priesthood blessings. A patriarch blessing may have given her comfort when she needed it most. Adults, if you have not yet received a patriarch blessing, please do not worry. Everyone's spiritual timeline is different. If you are 35 or 85, and you have a desire, talk to your bishop about receiving your blessing. New members of the church, have you heard of patriarch blessings? I didn't know about the opportunity to receive one when I joined the church. But my beloved bishop told me about patriarch blessings and encouraged me to prepare to receive mine after I was baptized. My dear new members, you can receive a patriarch blessing as well. The Lord will help you prepare for this sacred opportunity. Let's consider two purposes for a patriarch blessing. One, a patriarch blessing contains personal counsel from the Lord to you. Two, a patriarch blessing declares your lineage in the house of Israel. Your patriarch blessing is a message from your Heavenly Father and will likely include promises and inspired counsel to guide you throughout your life. A patriarch blessing is not going to map out your life or answer all your questions. If it doesn't mention an important life event, do not take that to mean you won't have that opportunity. Likewise, there is no guarantee everything you're blessing will come to pass in this life. A patriarch blessing is eternal, and if you live worthy, promises that are not fulfilled in this life will be granted in the next. As you receive a declaration of lineage, you will come to know that you are of the house of Israel and the seed of Abraham. To understand the significance of this, focus on the promises that the Lord made to the house of Israel through Abraham. Those promises include: his posterity will be numerous. His seed or descendants will receive the gospel and bear the priesthood. Through the ministry of his seed, all the families of the earth will be blessed, even with the blessing of the gospel, which are the blessing of the salvation, even of life eternal. As members of church, we are children of the covenant. We receive the blessing of the Abrahamic covenant as we obey the laws and ordinances of the gospel. Preparation for your patriarch blessing will help you increase your faith in Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. And when you receive your blessing and read and ponder it, you can focus on them more often. President Thomas S. Monson explained, "The same Lord who provided the honor for Lehi provides for you and for me today a rare and valuable gift to give direction to our lives, to mark the hollows, to our safety, and to chart the way, even safe passage, not to a promised land, but to a heavenly home." My dear bishops, parents, Elders, Quorum Leaders, Society presidents, world mission leaders, ministering brothers and sisters, please encourage those young men, young women, adult members, and new members who have not yet received their patriarch blessing to seek the Lord's direction and help in preparing themselves to do so. I frequently and prayerfully read my patriarch blessing. It always gives me encouragement. I recognize what the Lord expects of me, and it has helped me to repent and be humble. When I read and ponder it, I desire to live worthy of receiving its promised blessing. Just as the scriptures we have read many times have new meaning to us later, our patriarch blessing will have different meaning to us at the different times. Mine has a different meaning now than it did when I was 30 and when I was 50. It is not that the words change, but we see them in a different way. President Darien H. Oaks declared that the patriarch blessing is given under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and should be read and interpreted under the influence of that same Spirit. The meaning and significance of a patriarch blessing will be taught line upon line in the course of time by the power of the same Spirit that inspired it. Brothers and sisters, I bear my witness that Heavenly Father and His beloved and only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, live. They love us. Patriarch blessings are a sacred gift from them. When you receive your blessing, you will realize and feel how they love you and how they focus on you individually. The Book of Mormon is another testament of Jesus Christ, and I'm grateful to be led by a living prophet, President Lassam Nelson. I'm so grateful for Savior Jesus Christ. This Easter Sunday, I will focus on Him and His resurrection and worship Him and give thanks for His sacrifice. I know He suffered so deeply because He loves us so deeply. I know He was resurrected because of His love for us. He is real. I so testify in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.